الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، درسنا في هذه الليلة في شرح القواعد الأربع للإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله وأسكنه فسيح جناته. وكنا قد وقفنا على القاعدة الثالثة، وهي قوله أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظهر على أناس متفرقين في عبادتهم، منهم من يعبد الملائكة، ومنهم من يعبد الأنبياء والصالحين، ومنهم من يعبد الأشجار والأحجار، ومنهم من يعبد الشمس والقمر، وقاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم يفرق بينهم. ثم ذكر الإمام المجدد رحمه الله الأدلة على ذلك. ولعلنا نبدأ ونقول، مقتضى هذه القاعدة أن كل من دعي من دون الله تعالى من ملائكة وأنبياء وصالحين وأشجار وأحجار وغير ذلك، كلها عاجزة عن أن تسعف عابديها بالمطلوب أو تنجيهم من المهروب. والله عز وجل قد أخبر أن كل مدعو من دونه لا يملك شيئا وإن قل، حيث قال الله سبحانه: والذين تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من قطمير. وقال عز وجل: يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له، إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له، وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه، ضعف الطالب والمطلوب، ما قدر الله حق قدره. إلى غير ذلك من الآيات التي تبين عجز المدعوين من دون الله وضعفهم وعدم قدرتهم على إعطاء من عبدهم شيئا وإن قل. ثم إنهم عاجزون عن جلب النفع لأنفسهم، فكيف بغيرهم؟ وبهذا يعلم أن من عبد الملائكة أو عبد الأنبياء كعيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام وعزير هو ومن عبد الأحجار والأشجار سواء، كلهم مشركون بالله، والمعبودات من دون الله كلها عاجزة عن أن تنفع عابديها بشيء وإن قل. فمن سلبيات الشرك وأباطيله أن أهله متفرقون في عبادتهم، لا يجمعهم ضابط، لأنهم لا يسيرون على أصل، وإنما يسيرون على أهوائهم ودعايات المضللين فتكثر تفرقاتهم. ولهذا قال الله سبحانه: ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل، هل يستويان مثلا؟ الحمد لله، بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. قال الله عز وجل: أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار؟ ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم. فالمشركون متفرقون في عباداتهم، والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قاتلهم ولم يفرق بينهم، قاتل الوثنيين. وقاتل اليهود والنصارى، وقاتل المجوس. وفيه رد على الذين يقولون الذي يعبد الصنم ليس مثل الذي يعبد رجلا صالحا وملكا من الملائكة، لأن هؤلاء يعبدون أحجارا وأشجارا ويعبدون جمادات، فيقال لهم: النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يفرق بينهم، بل اعتبرهم مشركين كلهم، واستحل دماءهم وأموالهم ولم يفرق بينهم. والله عز وجل يقول: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا. وكلمة شيئا نكرة في سياق النهي تعم كل شيء، تعم كل من أشرك مع الله. كل شيء أشرك مع الله من الملائكة والرسل والصالحين والأصنام والأحجار والأشجار. إذن هذه القاعدة فيها مقدمة ونتيجة، فالمقدمة راجعة إلى معرفة حال العرب بما أخبر الله جل وعلا عنهم في عباداتهم وآلهة العرب الباطلة التي كانوا يعبدون، كانت متنوعة. فمنهم من كان يعبد الشمس والقمر، وذكر الدليل على ذلك وقوله تعالى: لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. وهذا نوع من العرب، وطائفة كانت تعبد الشمس والقمر، ومن غير العرب أيضا منهم من كان يعبد الشجر والحجر، منهم من كان يعبد الملائكة كما قال عز وجل: ويوم يحشرهم جميعا ثم يقول للملائكة: أهؤلاء إياكم كانوا يعبدون؟ قالوا: سبحانك أنت ولينا من دونهم. وكان من الناس من العرب وغيرهم من يشرك بالملائكة، ومنهم من كان يشرك بالأنبياء كعيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام، كما قال جل وعلا في حقه: أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهي من دون الله؟ قال سبحانه: ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق، إن كنت قلته فقد علمته، تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك، إنك أنت علام الغيوب. فأشرك بعيسى عليه السلام وأشرك بالصالحين، وقد قال جل وعلا: إن الذين سبقت لهم منا الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها. وقد جاء في سبب نزولها أنه لما نزل قول الله جل وعلا: إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون، لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها، فرح العرب بذلك وقالوا: سنكون مع عيسى ونكون مع عزير ونكون مع ومع. ثم نزل قول الله جل وعلا: إن الذين سبقت لهم منا الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسها. من ذات مختلفة للرجال من الأنبياء والرسل والصالحين، وتوجه أيضا للأشجار والأحجار: أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومنات الثالثة الأخرى، وتوجه إلى الشياطين والجن كما في قوله تعالى: بل كانوا يعبدون الجن أكثرهم بهم مؤمنون. وقوله تعالى: وأنه كان رجال من الإنس يعوذون برجال من الجن فزادوهم رهقا. هذه أصناف عبادات جاءت في القرآن، وحال العرب واحدة فيها. هل فرق الله عز وجل في أمره لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم من فئة أخرى؟ فقال لهم: من عبد الأشجار والأحجار والأصنام والشمس والقمر قاتلوه، أما من جعل الصالحين والأنبياء شفعاء وجعل الصالحين والأنبياء قربى وزلفى إلى الله فهؤلاء لا تقاتلوهم، لم يأتي هذا التفريق، بل جاء الأمر واحدا وحكم على الجميع بأنهم كفار مشركون وقتلوا. وأمر الله جل وعلا بقتال جميع الفئات وجميع أولئك المشركين، جاء الأمر بقتالهم من دون تفريق. فقال الله تعالى: وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة. وهذا عام في الجميع، وهذه هي النتيجة، فما قبلها مقدمة. وإذا كان كذلك كان لا ميزة أو لا فرق بين أن يعبد نبيا أو شجرا أو جنيا أو حجرا أو ملكا، الحال واحدة. فمن أتى في هذا الزمان وفرق وقال: الصالحون إنما هم أولياء ولهم مقام عند الله، والأنبياء لهم مقام ولهم جاه، فإذا استشفعنا بهم فإن لهم جاه عند الله جل وعلا، فنقول له: وأي فرق بين عبادتي هؤلاء الصالحين والتوجه إليهم وبين عبادة من عبد عيسى أو عزير أو عبد الصالحين الذين كانوا يعبدون؟ أي فرق بين هذا وهذا؟ لا شك أن الحكم على الجميع، وهذه قاعدة يقينية بأنه لا فرق بين هذا وهذا، لأن المدار على عبودية القلب. فإذا قام في القلب التنديد والإشراق بالله جل وعلا، فسواء كان المشرك به صالحا أم طالحا، كان نبيا أو ملكا أو شجرا، الأمر واحد، لأن القلب يجب أن تكون عبوديته لله وحده، وأن يكون دينه لله وحده. ألا لله الدين الخالص. قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني. ونكتفي بهذا القدر، ولعلنا نكمل إن شاء الله في الدرس المقبل هذه القاعدة، ونكمل الكلام على الأدلة على هذه القاعدة في الدرس المقبل إن شاء الله. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
بارك الله فيك هذا الشيخ، نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل في ميزان حسناتك. والأخوة من مسجد السنة يقول لك أننا نحبك في الله.
قل لهم أحبكم الله الذي أحببتموني فيه، وأسأل الله تعالى أن يجمعنا بكم في الدنيا على طاعته، وفي الآخرة في مستقر رحمته، إخوانا على سرر متقابلين. حياكم الله. الله إن شاء الله بإذن الله. السلام. السلام عليكم.
الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه. وبعد، the Sheikh حفظه الله، Sheikh Abdullah Najmi, he began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, and he sent the peace and salutations upon the one who was sent as a mercy to mankind, and upon his family and his companions and those who followed him upon goodness. And he said to proceed, O noble brothers, we continue our lesson tonight in explaining the four fundamental principles by the Imam, the Reviver, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy upon him. And we have sought previously at the third principle, so today we'll be going through the third principle, and it says, so Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, said, the third principle is that the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent to people who were different upon, يعني, in relation to their worship. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent to people who were different upon or different in relation to their worship. So from them are those who worshipped the angels. From those people are those who worshipped angels, and from them are those who worshipped prophets and righteous people. And from them are those who worshipped stones and trees. And from them are those who worshipped the sun and the moon. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fought all of them. Naam. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not differentiate between any of them, and he fought all of them. Now let's continue. And the Sheikh said, and perhaps we begin, inshallah, and we say that the meaning of this principle, or the conclusion of this principle, or the main message in this principle, is that whosoever is worshipped, or whosoever is called beside Allah, or is worshipped beside Allah, whether it be angels, prophets, and messengers, or righteous people, or stones and trees, and anything other than that, anything that is worshipped beside Allah, all of them are يعني, unable to answer those who worship them. All of them are unable to answer those who worship them. And they cannot answer their request, and they cannot protect them from that which they fear for themselves. They cannot protect them from or prevent them from that which they fear for themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us that every person or anything that is called upon beside him, He does not have anything, even if he was يعني, little in amount. They do not have, or they do not own anything, even if he was small in amount. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the translation of the meaning of the verse, and those who you call upon Allah, they do not have a qitmir. Qitmir is like a type of small date, or one type of date, which is very small. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those who you call upon, or those who you call beside Allah, they do not have even this qitmir, this small, يعني, the small fruit, or the small يعني, type of food. They do not own, na'am. They do not own this qitmir. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يعني, in the translation of the meaning, those who you call beside Allah, or those who you call beside Allah, they cannot create a fly, even if they were to gather upon it, even if they were to combine their efforts into creating this fly. And if the fly takes or removes something from them, they cannot retrieve it. And if this fly takes something from them, they cannot retrieve it. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب, the person who is requesting and the one who has been requested from are both unable, or both equal. Nah. And the Sheikh said also, يعني, many other verses in the Quran, and many other verses in reference or in relation to the same topic as well. There are many other verses in the Quran which also clarify this fact, that those people who you call upon, beside Allah, they do not have anything and they cannot benefit no harm. And the Sheikh said, so many other verses which clarify in the Quran the inability of those people who people worship and who people call call them beside Allah, and also it shows their weakness and their inability into answering supplications, and likewise their inability into bringing about benefit, and not only bringing about benefit for those who they worship them, but rather for themselves. They are unable to bring benefit to themselves, let alone those who worship them. And the Sheikh said, and with this, we come to know, or we realize that whosoever worships the angels, or worships righteous people, or worships prophets and messengers such as Isa and Uzair, and whosoever worships stones or trees, all of them are similar. يعني, all of them are on the same scale. Or all of them, they all have fallen into shirk. All of them. Yes, so whether you worship a righteous person, or whether you worship a stone or a tree, all of them are in the same skill. All of them, they are performing the same action, which is shirk. And all of the people, or anything that is worshipped beside Allah, or worshipped other than Allah, all of them, they are unable to bring about any benefit, even if it was small in amount. And the Sheikh said, and from the negative aspects of shirk, and from its falsehood, is that the people of shirk, they are divided up. They are not gathered upon anything. The Sheikh said that from the negative aspects of shirk, and from its falsehood, is that the people of shirk, they are all divided up, they are split, or they have split in their worship. Nothing brings them together. Nothing of their worship brings them together, because they have no principle to bring them all together and join them all in worship, because they traverse a path which is built upon falsehood, and also which is built upon desire, and built upon the call of those who call to misguidance. So you'd see that the people of shirk, they are split all the time. And the Sheikh said, you see that the people of shirk, they are never combined. They are never have the same type of worship. All of them, they split and they differ in terms of their worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding this in a verse, he said, ضرب الله مثلا رجلا في شركاء متشاكسون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an example of a man or a slave who is owned by many owners. He's owned by many people, many persons. Yes, وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. And a person or a slave who is owned by one person only, he has only one owner, are they similar or are they equal? Someone who is owned by a slave who is owned by many people, he has many owners, different owners, and a person who is owned, a slave who is owned by one owner only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are they equal or are they similar? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. Allah said, many or various or different lords, separate, are they better, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and the powerful, and that which you worship beside Allah, Allah says in the next verse, that which you worship beside Allah are merely names which you and your forefathers have named, only names which you give to those who you worship. you and your forefathers. And the Sheikh said, so the mushrikun, those polytheists, they are split up, or they are divided up in their worship. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fought all of them. Those mushrikeen, they used to worship different. Some of them used to worship idols, some of them used to worship يعني, people, some of them used to worship stones and trees. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fought all of them. He did not differentiate between them. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fought the idolaters, يعني, those who worshipped idols. And he fought the Jews and the Christians and the fire worshippers as well. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fought the idol worshippers, the Jews, the Christians, and the fire worshippers. And in this, the Sheikh says, is a refutation to those who claim that the person who worships the idols is not like the one who worships a righteous man, or is not like the one who worships يعني, an angel, a close angel to Allah. So this, the Sheikh says, in this is a refutation that is a refutation for the people who say that the person who worships stones and trees is not like the one who worships a righteous man, or he worships يعني, a close angel to Allah. So the Sheikh said, this is a reply, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah did not differentiate between any of them. And the Messenger, when he was sent, he fought all of them without differentiating between them. So the Sheikh said, so we say to such person, or the one who claims this, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not differentiate between any of them. Rather, he considered all of them to be mushrikeen, to be polytheist. And he made the shedding of their blood permissible, and he made he took their women as slaves. He took their women as slaves, and he made their women lawful for the Muslims, and also their wealth. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took their wealth to be lawful, the wealth of those mushrikeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and worship Allah and do not associate any partners with him. وَعَبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and do not associate anything with him. The Sheikh said the word here, anything, shay'an, is a word which is general. يعني there's no alif lam, يعني which restricts it. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put alif lam before the word shay'an. So that means it is general, anything, absolutely anything. Yes, because otherwise it would have been restricted to a particular things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said anything, meaning shay'an, like anything, absolutely anything. Yes, regardless of whether a person or يعني a stone or tree or angel, it doesn't matter. And the Sheikh said, and this encompasses, this word anything encompasses everything that is worshipped beside Allah, or anything that you associate with Allah, from the angels, from the messengers, from the righteous people, from the idols, from the stones and the trees, all of them. The word anything includes all of them. So the Sheikh said, therefore, this principle has يعني, a beginning and has a result. This qa'id or this principle has a beginning and it has a result. The beginning, the Sheikh said, goes back to knowing the state of the Arabs at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beginning, where the Sheikh said, the beginning is referring to knowing and being aware of the state of the Arabs at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us of their state in terms of worship. The state of worship, and that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us who they used to worship and what kind of things they used to worship, things they used to worship. And also they used to be different, يعني, not all of the Arabs worship the same thing, but rather they used to worship different things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us about the different things they used to worship, and this is the Sheikh said, this is the beginning regarding this principle. Is a beginning and is a result. The beginning is understanding first the types of worship, or the types of the Arabs and what they used to worship. And from them are those who used to worship the sun and the moon. From them are those who used to worship the sun and the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from his signs are the night and day, and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun or the moon, rather prostrate to the one who created them, if you are truly worshipping him, or if you really want to truly worship him. And the Sheikh said, so from the Arabs at the time, they were ones who used to worship the sun and the moon. And so this is one group, or this is one party of the Arabs. Another group, another group used to worship the stones and the trees. They used to worship stones and the trees, and also other groups they used to worship, or They used to worship angels, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the translation of the meaning, and the day when he resurrects all of them. And he says to the angels, did those people take you as lords? And they say, glory be to you. Yani, they free themselves. Yani, the meaning of the translation, they free themselves from those who used to worship them. They had no knowledge of this, that they were being worshipped, and they were not pleased with it. Now, these are in relation to the people who used to worship the angels. And also, from the Arabs are those who used to worship the prophets and the messengers, like Isa, alayhi salam. Yes, from the Arabs are those who used to worship Isa. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in relation to the to Isa and those who worshipped him, he said to him, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخَذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنَ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing Isa, he says, did you command the people to and say to them, take me and my mother as gods beside Allah. And then Isa alayhi salam, he frees himself from this command that he said, قال سبحانك ما كان ينبغي لي قال سبحانك ما كان ينبغي لي أن يكون لي إيش الآية أن أقول ما ليس لي به علم إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك. And he says, he frees himself from this, and he goes, and he said that يعني if I were to command the people with this, then you are aware of it. And you know what is within me, and I do not know what is within you. Naam. So Isa alayhi salam, even he frees himself from those people. Naam. And he denies that he commanded the people to worship him and his mother. And the Sheikh continues. So Isa alayhi salam was taken as a god beside Allah, and the people worshipped Isa and also worshipped righteous people beside Allah as well. Yeah, some of the Arabs also worshipped some righteous people beside Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in a verse or the translation of the meaning, that those who our husna preceded for them. أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. Yes. يعني they are far from the hellfire, or they are far away from the hellfire. And the Sheikh said after that, and the reason for the revelation of this verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said regarding those idolaters and those polytheists and those mushrikeen, he said about them that you and who you worship are the hatab of Jahannam, you are the wood of the hellfire. Those who you worship, the mushrikeen who worship other than Allah, and those who you worship as well, the gods that you took beside Allah, both of them, or all of you, are the wood of hellfire, or the fuel of hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he revealed this verse, those polytheists and those mushrikeen, they said, okay, so that means we will be in the hellfire with Isa. We worship Isa, then we will be in the hellfire with Isa. So we do not mind if he's with us. And the others who worshipped Uzair, alayhi salam, they say, okay, that means Uzair will be with us in the hellfire. So, okay, that's good as well, so, as long as he's with us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, he revealed the verse when he said that, the translation of the meaning, that those who our husna, or the goodness from us, preceded for them, أُولَٰئِكَ مِنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. They are far away from it, or they are far away from the hellfire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he freed those such as Uzair, Isa, those righteous people who had nothing to do with people worshipping them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse after, clarifying that they will be far away from the hellfire. And he refuted their claim that they will be with them. Naam? And also the Sheikh said, there are those from the Arabs who worshipped the stones and the trees as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. Have you not seen Lat al-Uzza? There were types of cheese, and Manat al-Thalit al-Ukhra, and Manat, the third one. Yani, they were different. Two of them were stones, and one of them was a tree. Yes, and this is in regard to the tree. The Arabs also used to, from them, they used to worship Lat al-Uzza and Manat. There were trees and stones. Yeah, they were either trees or stones. And also from the Arabs, those who worshipped the jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them in the verse, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُودُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. And from them, amongst them were people from the mankind. And amongst them were people from mankind, or human beings. They used to seek refuge in the jinn. They seek refuge in the jinn. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, or rather the Shaykh continued, he said that these are the types of worship that the Quran, he clarified for us regarding the state of the Arabs at the time and the different types of worship they used to fall in, under, and the different types of idols and gods they used to have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified all of the gods or all of the idols they used to take, or anything they used, that the Arabs used to worship at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified the different types in the Quran. And he also and also the Shaykh said, and did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Shaykh asks here and he says, did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or did Allah command his Messenger to differentiate between them, or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiate between those people and what they worship? He never, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, the Shaykh said, the Shaykh continued, he says, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that whosoever worships the trees and the stones, then fight him and kill him? And whosoever worships angels and righteous people and prophets and messengers, do not fight them. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this in the Quran? He never said this, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the ruling is one, the Shaykh said. This differentiation never came in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not differentiate between those who worship the stones and idols and those who worship the righteous people and the prophets and the messengers. Rather, the ruling was one, that all of them are mushrikeen and all of them should be fought and should be killed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims to fight all of them. And he said, وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً كَمَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ كَافَّةً. And fight the polytheists, fight all of the polytheists just as they fight you, yani all of you, just as they fight all of you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, fight all of them. He did not say fight those and leave those, do not fight them. Naam, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not differentiate between them, and he gave one general ruling for all of them to be fought. And the Shaykh says this is general in regards to all of the polytheists. And this is the result. Remember, the Shaykh said there's a beginning and there's a result. The beginning that you have to understand the state of the Arabs at the time. And the Shaykh said, and this is the result, that all of them are in the same scale, in the same level, and all of them should be fought. So this is the result of the principle. And the Shaykh said, and that which preceded was the beginning or the introduction. So whosoever worships anything other than Allah, or so worships anything beside Allah, then the state is one, or the ruling is one, and his condition is one, no matter what he worships beside Allah. So the Shaykh said, if there were anyone to come in the latter times or in the current times, and he says, no, there's a difference between the one who worships stones and trees and the one who worships righteous people and prophets and the messengers. So if one was to come in the latter periods and say this, then the Shaykh said, we say to this person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not differentiate between them, and he did not give specific ruling to the different types. Allah did not give any different rulings to the specific types, that the way you differentiate between them. And the Shaykh said, and this qa'idah is a certain, this principle is something which is certain. This principle is something certain, yani it's no place for doubt. It's something which is certain. And there's no difference between the one who worships stones and trees, or objects, and the one who worships righteous people and the prophets and the messengers. There's no difference. And the Shaykh says, and this type of the reason for this is because al-ubudiyya, the worship, revolves around the heart. The types of worship, all of them revolve around the heart. And whether the mushrik, the person who falls into shirk, yes, he worships a righteous person or he worships a tree, then all of them is the same, because the worship, the Shaykh said, is that the person, he intends from his heart to please that which he's worshipping. Naam? So the worship, the place for the worship is in the heart. So the one who worships trees and stones, or worships prophets and messengers and righteous people, they're all the same. They're all in the same scale. Because the heart should be only for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart should be the place of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Indeed, the sincere religion or the pure religion is for Allah. Indeed, the sincere or the pure religion is for Allah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِ. Say that I worship Allah sincerely, or with sincerity in my religion. I worship Allah with sincerity in my religion. And the Shaykh said, we suffice with this, from the explanation of this principle. And maybe inshallah we continue the explanation of the proofs that the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab mentioned in the next lesson next week inshallah. Naam, wa hadha wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa